Captain Radio. Well, staying fit and independent is an important part of healthy aging. Now, did we all know that falls are preventable? Probably not really. We sort of thought it was just an accident that could happen at any time. And it can, and at any age. And it's not a normal part, they say, of getting older. Despite popular belief, slips, trips and falling accidents don't just happen. To talk about this more today and a few tips on how we can prevent this is Rachel Ward. She is the Injury Prevention Injury Prevention Manager for Injury Matters, and joins us. Good afternoon to you, Rachel.
Hi, Jenny. Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's a pleasure. Look, Stay on Your Feet, of course, is a campaign that's been going on for a very, very long time. And I don't know whether we really sort of listen and take notice until we have a fall one day.
Absolutely. It's not until people have a fall and might injure themselves that they begin to take it seriously. Mm. But it's important that people start thinking about falls and what they can do to prevent them, because, as you said, falls happen at any age.
Well, I know it's off the track a bit, but I marvel at watching sports people, football players, rugby players, the heavy falls they have on the field, and they just bounce back up again. I don't know how they manage that.
Yes, with the footy starting just on the weekend, it's quite amazing that they do get back up so quickly. Unfortunately, not all of us do.
No, that's very, very true. I've had a couple of falls myself, slipped on some cactus stuff, and another time on the dance floor, and had to have shoulder surgery. So I'm pretty aware of where I'm stepping these days, and it's a bit of an eye-opener, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Being aware of your surroundings and making some simple changes can really reduce that risk.
Now, that is good to know, and it could be reduced quite dramatically. I mean, obviously, as you get a lot older, you tend not to have the strength in your legs sometimes, so you've got to be aware of what you can and can't do. Staircases can be pretty tricky for a lot of people.
Yeah. Declining strength in legs is something that happens as you get older, but the good news is you can regain that strength with some simple exercises, and that really helps you go about just doing everyday activities like you're talking about, like getting up the stairs, getting in and out of the car and out of a chair in the lounge. Improving strength and balance are a couple of simple things that are great for preventing falls.
What sort of exercises could you mention that perhaps could people, even sitting in their lounge room on the couch, they could possibly start to strengthen their legs? Simple things?
Yeah, so depending on the person, we really encourage people to do things that are suited to their needs. But we have a couple of resources that show simple things that you can do within your own home that just include, like, holding on to the bench and doing some squats.
Oh, yeah.
They're good for building leg strength, and some balance activities like stepping over objects. They sound really simple, but you can make them progressively more difficult and really challenge that strength and balance.
So,
and if people are interested, we do have those resources and a DVD we have that's free that people can order. Contacting Stanley Feet.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really good to know. It'd be worthwhile. I mean, it's obviously the whole benefit would be if you have your strong legs leading up to getting older, that there is a high chance of prevention.
Yeah, absolutely. We want people to start nice and young. You're never too young to start thinking about falls and building that strength and balance. But for those people that are getting older and they've noticed a bit of a decline, it's not too late also. They can do things to regain that strength and independence.
That's very good to know. Improving your health is always a big one, isn't it, in all sorts of areas of prevention?
Yeah, absolutely. Having a healthy diet and being physically active, not only for falls, but to prevent things like cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Just being a well-rounded, healthy person, good for your mind also.
I reckon gardening's a good one. I reckon gardening's a good one, because you're bending down, straightening up, and all sorts of things. So, you know, it really is something you can do simply at home, and keeping your home look good as well.
Yeah, people that enjoy the garden, that's a great activity to do. Not everyone's into gardening. My plants would definitely say that I'm not so good at gardening. But, yeah, that's a great activity, because you're getting up and down, you're challenging your balance and building that leg strength. So, yeah, we definitely encourage people, if they do it, to keep on being active and in the garden.
Just be a little bit cautious and don't get up tall ladders or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. In the garden, there are a few hazards that you need to be aware of. So, as you said, ladders, always making sure you have 3 points of contact at any time. If you have uneven surfaces like footpaths, making sure, you know, that they're repaired. And in wet weather, today it's started to cool down a little bit. When it is wet, just being aware of the footpath and grass can be slippery and a falls risk.
Yeah, there's other objects that in your pathway, I suppose, that you should be looking. And you don't want to look down everywhere you walk all the time, but looking ahead, I guess, because footpaths can be a bit tricky sometimes and things around the home. My pet hate is when people drop their handbag and the handle of the handbag sort of flies out across the floor that people can trip on.
Yeah, I think it's really just being aware of what's in front and around of you. As you said, if you're in a rush and you dump your handbought bag on the floor in the living room, you know, that can be your falls risk. But also, just as people are walking around, are they paying attention to what's going on? You know, often people are looking at their phones or they're distracted. And that's where trips can definitely happen.
Putting away tools and things after you've used them, the hose at the front of the garden and that sort of thing, if people don't wind it up properly, people can trip on that.
Yeah, there's common sense things, but sometimes we can get a little bit lazy when we finish a job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, reeling up a hose, popping away any gardening equipment that you have so that it's not a hazard to you, or if you've got grandchildren around as well, they can quite easily become trip hazards. So we encourage people to pop everything away when you're finished using it, and that includes electrical cords, hoses and the like.
Getting up through the night, if the home is pretty dark, you really need to sort of have access to a light next to your bed, don't you?
Yeah, that's a major reason why people do fall. Popping up to go to the bathroom in the night, if there's not a light switch near the bed. So we encourage people to have some sort of lamp that you can turn on, and allowing time for your eyes to adjust is really important as you're moving into darker rooms. So, adequate lighting. Again, a light at the front door if you're coming home late at night, one of those sensor lights.
Yeah.
They're great ways to make you feel safe, but also there's that falls prevention aspect as well. You won't trip up the stairs as you're getting to the front door.
Healthy eyesight's a big one too, isn't it? Make sure that you're seeing correctly.
Yeah, it's really important that people have their eyes checked as they get older, because we do have that age-related decline in eyesight. And it's important that people have eyewear that's appropriate to their needs. So going and seeing an optometrist to make sure you have that eyewear, because there can be some types of glasses that can put people more at risk of fall. So have a chat to your GP or your optometrist about the glasses that you're wearing and that they're most suited to you.
What about medications? Some medications can make you a little bit drowsy or a little bit unsteady.
Yeah, absolutely. So taking multiple medications is a risk factor for falls. And as we get older, people are more inclined to take more than one medication. So it's really important that you're aware of how your medications interact with each other. Also, those sleeping pills that you're talking about, they and other medications can make you drowsy. So if your listeners are on any medications, we would encourage them to have a medication review, which can be done by the GP or by taking them down to the pharmacist. The pharmacist will be happy to look at them and just check that that there's no side effects that could cause falls.
The other thing too you've mentioned is it is really important that if you have had a fall that you do mention it to somebody.
Yeah, letting someone know that you've fallen is important. You might not be aware of injuries, but there is potential, for head injuries that can demonstrate after the fact. So even just letting a son or daughter or a neighbour know that you've had a fall.
Yeah.
And really going in and having a chat to your GP to understand what caused that fall.
Yeah.
Often people think it just happened and that there's nothing that could have been done. But often you can narrow it down to something that caused that fall, whether it was poor balance or you were distracted and rushing, tripping over a hazard, and then you can make simple changes to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Yes, good advice. Now, just finally, Rachel, the DVD you happened to mention, how would people access that if they'd like to?
Yes, so they can give us a call at Stay on Your Feet. Our phone number is 1-300-30-35-40. And as I said, that's a free Build Your Balance DVD that we would be happy to send out.
That sounds great. I'll pass that on again. I'll mention it again, the telephone number. Thank you very much for joining us, Rachel, and stay on your feet.
Thanks, Jenny.
Bye for now. Rachel Mee there, some good advice. Now, the DVD, if you'd like a free copy, you can call this number. I'll repeat it for you, which is 1300 30 35 40.